From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the family treasures when I was a child was a book, thick enough to kill a frog if you dropped it, called Castle's Book of Manly Sports and Pastimes. As you can gather from the title, it covered a range of pursuits, not the least was what we would regard as science, technology and engineering. Written in the front was a dedication dated before Marconi became a household name. This Victorian tome introduced me to the theory of the telephone, the Nipkow disc and the properties of selenium to react to light. These were the basics of a television system developed by John Logie Baird, which used the mechanical scanning disc to produce an image capable of being transmitted by radio. Whilst the many discoveries were being investigated overseas, a versatile and prolific inventor was at work in Australia. Henry Sutton was a product of the Ballarat School of Mines and went on to teach there. He also proposed television at a time when Hertzian waves, as radio was known, were just a laboratory curiosity. With many published articles and inventions, Sutton is largely lost in history of invention and science. As unlike contemporaries like Marconi and Edison, he did not seek to commercialise his inventions, but put his ideas out to the world for others to use and develop. If you would like to learn more of one of Australia's great minds and the forefather of our hobby, you can listen to the Science Show of the 9th of December on the ABC Listen app. You can follow the links in the text edition. Just for some more entertainment, the Weather Bureau issued a severe weather warning for the whole east coast of the continent on Wednesday. The zombie cyclone Owen grabbed our attention in the Gulf of Carpentaria, and his wider influence engaged with the low-pressure system to the southeast of the landmass. I hope we all remain safe and dry, and may quiet conditions soon return and the DX roll in. We will find out how the mobile phone system and the electricity supply survives, and then have the field trial of our own preparedness. Remember, when all else fails, we still have amateur radio. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.